Okay, then, y'all ready for chapter 46? Okay, here we go. Chapter 46, right place, right time. Right after Rika and I moved into our two-bedroom apartment on Kane Road on Hong Kong Island, I went out looking for a model agency, and I ended up signing with an agency called Models International, which, as it turned out, was the best model agency in town, though I didn't know it at the time. I actually would become their star talent for the entire 2 years that I lived in Hong Kong, and that's no exaggeration, as I worked constantly. I mean, no expat in town booked more jobs than I did, and that's a fact. Hell, when my parents first planned to visit me in Hong Kong, I had them put their trip on hold because I'd gotten cast in a big Hong Kong featured film, and so they rescheduled, and when it was time for them to meet me on that second attempt, I get cast in a big Jackie Chan production, and I actually turned it down because I didn't want to cancel my parents again. And by the way, I regret that decision to this day because I later found out that they shot that production in Morocco. And furthermore, who knew that Jackie Chan was going to become that superstar that he became? I mean, my point is that I literally worked nonstop. Hell, when my parents did arrive, they told me that pictures of me were all over the airport. I even saw a shot of me on the back of my Cathay Pacific boarding pass one time. I kid you not. Right place, right time. In retrospect, I believe that there were a few reasons why I did so well in Hong Kong as a model and as an actor. First of all, it just so happened that most of the print ads and TV commercials that were being produced in Hong Kong and China back then called for a businessman type in his mid-30s, and I happened to be 35 at the time. Plus, I had my Brooks Brothers suits, and I knew how to wear them. I mean, hell, I had worked for one of the elite stock brokerage firms in the world, Dean Witter Reynolds, where I dressed and acted the part of a successful businessman on a daily basis. So for me to portray a businessman was second nature. I was never much of a stockbroker, but I sure as hell was good at playing one, which is what I had to do at the castings and later at the shoot. I remember one day at a casting, a younger, handsome as hell Australian model said to me, "Oh shit, you're here, Brad. You get all these." Well, honestly, he was right. I mean, if a guy shows up to a casting and he's exactly what you want, right look, right clothes, looking like a class act, why take a chance on someone else? Plus, none of those other guys had suits, so I sort of left them no choice. They actually could have shot that ad right then and there because when I arrived, I was ready to go. When I did those jobs, they actually had me wear my own clothes because I was exactly the image that they wanted to portray. One thing that I did early on in my stay was to have a bunch of suits and even shoes tailor-made for me, and those Hong Kong tailors could very well be the best in the world because when I wore those suits and shoes, I looked like $1 million, and I'm pretty damn sure that it made a difference. In that shot of me sitting on a motorcycle with the goggles that I've included here is a Regent Hotel ad, and I'm wearing one of those tailored suits that I'm talking about. I also got cast in a ton of movies and beat out a lot of those other expats, and the reason being was that I did have that training and experience that I got in New York, and it made a difference. I mean, I didn't have a whole hell of a lot of experience, but I had more than any of those other guys in Hong Kong that I was competing against, and plus just maybe I had some talent. The ironic thing is that a bunch of those expats had martial arts training, and when they did a casting for an expat, they usually needed a few of us, and I figured that the guys with martial arts training would get the featured roles because these were kung fu type action movies, but that wasn't the case. I got cast in 5 movies, and it was me who got the featured role every single time, not those martial arts guys. During my very first Hong Kong production, I remember mentioning my concern, my lack of martial arts training, to this big shot Hong Kong movie star who I was standing next to, and he smiled and assured me that it was no big deal and that they'd show me how to do it. He made it seem like it was no big deal, and it wasn't. You know, when I looked at some of those old Hong Kong movies that I was in on YouTube, I did a hell of a good job, and had I started this acting thing sooner in life, well, you never know. But going to New York to study acting at the age of 33 was, looking at it now, just too damn late. What can I say? Geez, what's wrong with you, Brad? Brad, you know that things work out the way they're supposed to, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Oh, yeah. I tend to forget that sometimes. That was me talking to myself, by the way, as usual. One other factor that played a role in this success of mine was the fact that once a photographer or director used me, he would use me again and again. It was partly a bit of the devil you don't know, the devil you know sort of thing. But to be fair to myself, I was actually very good at my job. There was an Aussie photographer named Neil Farron whose specialty was shooting hotels, and he booked me every single time he shot a hotel, and he shot a ton of hotels. He would later get burned by me on a job in CN China as I caused a very big problem which ruined the entire production for everyone involved, i.e. not one person got paid even though their production had been completed. But I won't get into that here as that story merits its own chapter. A typical job went something like this. I'd get a call from the agency telling me to go to a casting at such and such address for a newspaper ad for, say, Regent Hotel, and they would be looking for a businessman type. Well, hell, right up my alley. I would show up to the casting in my navy blue Brooks Brothers suit just out of the cleaners, white Oxford button-down collar shirt right out of the cleaners, the right tie, and class act shoes. And when they called my name, I'd stand in front of the camera with all the confidence in the world. And in the room where the ad agency people were, the client and the photographer, and what the hell, I was exactly what they wanted. I mean, again, they could have shot the ad right then and there. You know, confidence goes a long way. When you are super confident, that can have an effect on the people you deal with. I mean, in those days, I thought I was great, and I think that the casting people saw that confidence and it rubbed off on them, so to speak. Take, for example, the beautiful blonde Berliner at the airport in Athens. When I walked up to her, up to that beautiful, sexy, perfect stranger and asked her if I could kiss her, and she said yes, well, that's what I'm talking about here. Having such a high opinion of yourself can have a certain effect, is what I'm trying to say. So here's the irony. I make this totally crazy move going to Hong Kong, and I end up hitting the jackpot. I mean, think about it. That move from New York to Hong Kong, knowing nothing about the place, not knowing anyone there, and with practically zero money, on paper looked ridiculous. But all of that magic happened only because I made that ridiculous move to Hong Kong. Simple as that. Maybe it was the fact that I had been to Singapore and loved it, so I'm guessing that I just longed to be in Asia again, and Hong Kong fit the bill. I knew that it would be shocking to my senses and a very different look and feel than any place that I had been so far, and I was addicted to that sort of feeling. Going to such a foreign place was like a drug to me, or a cheap thrill, if you will. I could be happy just by being there. And then because I took that leap of faith and out of the blue went to Hong Kong, all of that magic availed itself. I lived in Hong Kong for 2 years, and I can assure you, Hong Kong in those days was one of the best places in the world to live. It was so different, so exciting, so international, and I was on fire. I'm now 65 years old, and I can't even relate to that move, but I was 35 then and very excited about life and about seeing this amazing planet we live on, and boy, did attitude pay off. I've also come to believe that God had a plan for me, because there's no way that I could have pulled this thing off on my own. So just maybe the best laid plans are no plans at all, and instead, just follow your heart, make your move, and let go and let God. Yeah, think? Yeah, me thinks. I'll tell you one more little story that will show you just how much my face was getting known in Hong Kong through my work in movies, TV, commercials, print ads, and the like. One night I was feeling a bit lonely and horny, so I went to a seedy part of town called Mong Kok, where I had heard that you could book a little sexercise with a Hong Kong cutie. Well, the tough part of this little exercise for sexercise was that most of these places, or brothels, if you will, were off limits to foreigners. So I had to try about four different places before I found one that would serve me, so to speak. I had come to learn that the way to locate these places was they had these big, huge yellow signs in front. So I'd go from one big, huge yellow sign to the next as I kept getting refused entry until I found one that let me in. So I went into this place, and they stuck me in this little room a little bigger than the size of a single bed, and I just sat there on the bed and waited for the girl. And all of a sudden, the door pops open, and it's another customer, a young Hong Kong Chinese guy who had entered my room by mistake, and he looks at me sitting there, and he says, "Hey, you're the guy on that TV commercial." And I said, "Yeah, how you doing?" So my point is that between the print ads and commercials and movies, my face had gotten pretty well known in Hong Kong. My name didn't have any recognition, but my face sure did. Here are a few of the print ads that I did for Regent Hotel and the like, and then a shot I got of a typical massage parlor that I got off the internet. Those figures are in Hong Kong dollars, by the way, and back then, the U.S. dollar was equal to 8 Hong Kong dollars. Okay, I did the best I can. Hope you liked it. End of chapter.